A BC Supreme Court judge has sentenced a Vancouver man to 21 months in jail for a sexual assault on a woman he shared a house with. Justice Jaswinder Basran said in a newly released March 14 decision that a jury convicted Alifazal Azeem of the April 13, 2019, offense on September 22, 2022. And that could cost him his residency in Canada as he is here on a work permit after being a refugee in Ireland. The judge found that in the late hours of April 12, 2019, and into the early morning, AB consumed a great deal of alcohol and became intoxicated. With help from friends, she returned to her residence where Azeem, now 30, and two others lived. After communicating with Mr. Azeem for several minutes while she was in the bathroom, she went to her bedroom. Mr. Azeem followed her into her bedroom and they had unprotected sexual intercourse, Basran said. The judge found AB did not consent to the sexual activity, that she lacked the capacity to do so because of her advanced state of intoxication. However, the judge said, I am not satisfied that Mr. Azeem commenced the sexual activity with AB when she was unconscious or that she became unconscious at any time during the sexual activity or, if she did, that Mr. Azeem was aware of this. Nonetheless, Azeem was charged. AB, in a victim impact statement, said her emotional lifestyle was altered by the event, forcing her to question her trust in others and herself. It also created emotional distance between her and her family in Ireland, Basran said. Furthermore, AB observed that her home was no longer a safe place and, instead, she felt scared and vulnerable in this location. Further, she experienced some soreness and bruising and felt compelled to take a morning after pill, which she had never previously taken and would not wish to take in any other circumstance, state court documents. AB also had to take time off work, and eventually resigned as a pub manager because she needed less interaction with people. She sees a counselor and expects that this will continue over the long term. She took a significant pay cut and changed jobs 3 times in the following 2 years, and this hurt her financially, the judge said. AB did not seek a restitution order. Regrettably, the sexual assault, AB endured has left her with painful memories and emotions that she has been trying to work through for almost 4 years after the offense took place, the judge said. Basran said Azeem expressed genuine deep shame, remorse and embarrassment for his actions. Azeem's possible removal from Canada. When Azeem was 18 months old, his parents and younger sister fled Afghanistan and obtained refugee status in Ireland. He grew up in a Dublin suburb and obtained a degree in computer science and software engineering. In the fall of 2018, Azeem obtained a 2-year permit to work in Canada and he relocated to Vancouver. As a consequence of his criminal conviction in this matter, Mr. Azeem is inadmissible to Canada and he will likely be deported back to Ireland after serving his sentence, Basran said. J.H. Ainsworth at glaciermedia.ca twitter.com/janeswo